chapter 6.
Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit, teaching. And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. He commanded them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. Also he said to them, "In whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place. And whoever will not receive you nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet."
Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. He could not do many works there because of their unbelief. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. Isn't that amazing? You know, Jesus Christ is the Lord and God. He did amazing miracles. He raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. He did amazing miracles. Yet at this time, he couldn't do miracles because of their unbelief. So, same thing today. Now, I am speaking about this, and it doesn't mean that I always practice it. We need to just simply have faith. Reliance on God. It's that simple. Just rely on Him. Let's just do it. Let's put it into practice. And Jesus will be able to do amazing, great miracles. Faith is easy. It's simple. We have faith in the natural all the time. Literally hundreds of times a day, we have faith. We have faith that the air is going to... We can breathe the air, and we can... that gravity's going to hold us down. We're going to just on and on. We have faith that it's how we operate in the natural. And so let's just do that in the spiritual. Let's have faith. Faith, the Greek word means reliance on God. Reliance. For many of us, faith is so intimidating. It's really, we have to work up our faith, and we have to, get it just right. Because, God is going to require that of us. And really, it's simple. Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. He said, if you have faith as a seed, he used mustard seed, but he could have just said seed. You'll say to this mountain, "Be removed, be cast into the sea." So the other thing is, let's say it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's a good practice to say, "I'm saved. I'm set free. Jesus has set me free. Jesus has healed me. I'm delivered. I'm healed." Amen.